You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information.
Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to share with you our favorite marriage and parenting resources. So the way this episode is going to work is actually going to be two parts. We're going to do marriage resources first, and then next week's episode will be parenting resources. We're going to record them both now, though, but it's going to be fun. You'll be able to look forward to the parenting ones next week, and we're just going to jump into the marriage resources, things that we've used, that we love, that we support, and we tell other people about. And so, without delaying anymore, why don't we just jump in to the first resource?
So the first resource is, and obviously it's the most important resource that we want to even mention about, but it's the Bible.
It's the Bible. We use the English Standard Version Bible, the ESV. That's our favorite version to use. Mm-hmm. It's what you call an essentially literal translation, meaning they translated as close as possible word for word from the original text. They didn't do phrase for phrase or idea for idea like some other translations. This is essentially literal. My Bible isn't a journaling Bible. It's just a regular old two-column Bible, and I love it. Jennifer, why don't you tell them about your ESV version?
Yeah, mine is also the ESV, but it's the journaling style Bible. Mm-hmm. I like the shape of it. It's almost square, but it has this fabric material, and they come in different colors and variations, mixed in with some leather. And then if you open it up on either side of the scripture, there is room for notes and journaling. So
what
I
you
really
like to
that.
Do, like you'll put notes in there, like when you come across something that's good for you as a wife or as a mom, and you'll write down like, oh, I need to remember this. Or
sometimes it applies to what I'm going through in our season of life, and so I'll put the date with something that really stood out to me about, you know, what we're going through or circumstances. So
Cool, because there's been times that you'll find yourself in another section that you've been before, and you'll read your note, and it'll be like applicable to something we're currently going through, and you're like, oh, that's crazy.
Or it's something that we were walking through that was hard, you know, with our marriage or with the kids, and I think, oh, I could praise God for this because we're past that now.
So we wanted to talk about the Bible first because this is the most important resource. We don't want, you know, all the resources we're going to be sharing, they're all good, and they're all supplements is what we call, what we call them.
The Bible is foundational.
This is the foundation of what we used for everything in our life. But it's been the most valuable and most important thing in our, specifically our life and our marriage. And so we just want to encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, get a Bible.
And one thing that I just want to mention is sometimes we can be overwhelmed with resources at our fingertips, or we go out and in search of, you know, I need something to help my marriage, I need something to help my parenting, and we neglect the Bible. And so we didn't want to pass over that. We just want to cut straight to the point and say, if you're going to look at anything, fill your mind with anything, fill your heart with anything, please don't neglect the Bible. Don't skip over that crucial step of building up your foundation, no matter what it is, no matter what part of your life you're looking to build up. You should be looking towards the Bible.
Yeah, and a rule of thumb for us, and we're not always perfect at this, but we should never be filling ourselves with more other extra biblical things than the Bible.
Right.
The Bible should be the thing we fill ourselves with the most. The Bible tells us to meditate on God's word day and night. And so we just want to encourage you that you should be running to the Bible first and foremost, and then be finding your encouragement and your inspiration on other things outside of that. But make sure that the Bible is the thing that you filter everything through.
Yeah.
That's our encouragement to you guys. So let's just go to the second resource. This is a book that I read a long time ago. I've dealt with pornography in my life for pretty much almost my whole life. I've been free of it for the last 3 years. And one of the books that helped me was this book called Wired for Intimacy. It's written by William Struthers. He's a clinical psychologist. He's a professor of psychology at Wheaton College. And This book's pretty incredible. Instead of just, you know, pornography being an issue that's like just a spiritual thing, like, oh, I just need to pray more. Oh, I just need to repent more. I just need to get in the word more, which are all very good things. And they're very important things and very necessary things. This book takes away the mystery of how our brains work, especially as men. I read through this and it talks about all of the way our brains are wired and how God created us as sexual beings and how dangerous pornography and lust is, because what it does is it interacts with the natural things the way God made us, but in an unhealthy, in an unnatural way. And so he walks through in a very clinical way, but with scripture and other things. But he shows you, he's like, hey, this is how your brain works. This is why you get so addicted to it. This is how you can start thinking about it. These are steps you can take to start walking in purity and holiness. And it's a pretty incredible book. I've told other people to read this book. It's called Wired for Intimacy. And it was very insightful. It taught me a lot about how my brain works, which is a pretty incredible thing, because God made my brain and he made it to work a certain way. And when we introduce things into our life, such as sin, oftentimes we get addicted to those things because those sins are playing on natural tendencies in us. And so we just want to encourage you with that one. That one's called Wired for Intimacy. I don't know if you've ever read it, Jennifer.
I actually didn't, but I remember as you were reading it, there was along the way standout things that you would share with me. And I just thought, oh man, that's really powerful.
Yeah. And it actually wouldn't be a bad thing for you to read, for wives to read, because it would help you understand how our brains work. Mm-hmm. But there is another book that we'll get to in a second that's similar.
I was going to share the one that I feel like looking into sexual intimacy in a marriage and, you know, just how to understand it, because I think, especially in the early years of marriage, I didn't understand it. I didn't know why God created our bodies the way that he did, and I didn't understand why we struggled, and you know, just my perspective of sex was a little bit skewed. And so one book that I really wanted to mention was No More Headaches by Dr. Julie Slattery.
Yeah.
And that was actually the first marriage book that I ever read, and it stopped me in my tracks. It was like, it was mind-blowing for me, because I just remember thinking, like, I never considered sex that way. I never considered my relationship with you in light of the things that she mentioned in that book. And so,
doesn't she bring in the book similar things, just talking about how our brains work, how we emotionally connect biologically?
Yeah, just the way that our bodies work. Mm-hmm. And she also brings in other marriage stories throughout the book, using them as examples. And so I just found it super relatable and understanding. And I love that book.
Yeah, I remember similarly when you were going through that book, you would stop and just tell me all these things. You're like, hey, I'm learning this, learning this. Did you know that?
And honestly, it excited me about our relationship and specifically sexual intimacy and initiating and enjoying it with you, even amidst our hardships during that season. And so, yeah, I would encourage anyone that either wants to know more about sexual intimacy or has a maybe problem issue in that area of their marriage to read that. So Aaron, do you want to share a little bit about this next book?
Yeah, so this next resource is one of the first marriage books that I ever read. It's by a guy named Gary Thomas, and it's called Sacred Marriage.
And it's available on audiobook too, because that's how you
listen to most of it. Yeah, I listened to most of it, and then we bought the books. This is the devotional gift edition, but it's pretty incredible. It's one of the books that began to open my eyes to marriage being more than just, you know, our relationship together, but it being a ministry, it being a godly thing, something that's used to refine us and make us more holy and to make us more righteous and to give us God's perspective on the world. And I was reading this around the time that, you know, we started finding healing in our marriage. And Gary Thomas, he writes so profoundly, and he uses lots of history, and he has a story in there that I loved about Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd and their relationship when he was, you know, doing the Gettysburg Address. And there's just lots of cool things like that. And so anytime married couples ask us what resources we recommend, Sacred Marriage is at the top of the list.
Yep.
We tell them all to go get a copy and to keep it on their shelf and to read it, you know, every once in a while. And it was just an incredible book, and it totally began to shape our perspective of the way we see marriage now.
Yep. So another resource that I want to jump into really quick is, it's a book, but it's more of a devotional. It's called Experiencing God.
Yeah, and there's a book version of it too, but we did the devotional.
Well, you went through it first with a men's group that you were a part of, and you just kept sharing about it with me. You'd be like, oh, and then there's this and there's that. Yeah. And so I actually bought my own copy and I went through it. And then I encouraged another group of women that I was doing a Bible study with to also go through it. And so we just really love that devotional.
Yeah. So what's funny is we always talk about our tool belt and all these things in our life that help shape the kind of people we have in our worldview based off of, you know, what God desires for us.
Yeah.
And this is one of those. This Experiencing God book, the whole point of it is to walk you through understanding how to discern the will of God in your mm-hmm. life and to know when He's speaking and calling and inviting you into His work.
Yeah. And what I love most about it is it asks you some really big questions that makes you stop and think about your life and think about how God is at work around you and in your life. And
yeah.
I just really love that, you know, it forces you to consider those things.
Yeah. And the premise of it is that God's already doing something.
Yeah.
And there's something that's happening near you or around you or in your life. And He's saying, hey, you want to come be a part of this with
yeah.
us or with me? And so it really helped us start seeing like, oh, like it's not so, like God's will mm-hmm. isn't so ambiguous and so, you know, mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty clear.
Yeah.
And so there's a section that you read, and then there's some worksheets that you mm-hmm. go through, and you answer questions, and then you go read scripture. And it's
not marriage specific,
yeah.
but it definitely is a great initiator of conversation between a husband and wife.
Yep.
That's what we experience.
Especially if you go through it together.
Yep. And so that's a really great resource for you.
So another resource is something that we actually got invited to when we were in the darkest part of our marriage, like mm-hmm. when we were getting close to like either calling it quits mm-hmm. or making it work. And someone invited us to a thing called Weekend to Remember. You might have heard of it before. If not, it's by Family Life. It's a nonprofit organization that's all dedicated to parenting, marriage, family, centered around the Bible and Christ. And Weekend to Remember is... it's pretty incredible. They're all over the country.
So all throughout the year, on different weekends, there'll be
yeah.
these conferences that you can go to. It's usually like a Friday night, Saturday type thing.
Yeah.
And they're at really nice places. And ours was really close to our house. It was about a 20-minute drive.
Yeah. They're not very expensive.
Yeah. It's a lot of people show up.
Yeah, a lot. And so you go there and there's speakers and they have exercises for you to do
yep.
as a couple.
Little handbooks that
yeah.
you can use.
Many, many marriages have been saved through Weekend to Remember.
Mm-hmm.
They have vow renewals at the end.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. And just by the time you leave, you just look at your marriage a different way. You're communicating on a better level.
Mm-hmm.
We've encouraged tons of couples to go to Weekend to Remember. Mm-hmm. Actually hundreds of couples.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't heard of it, we have a link in the description. Go check out Weekend to Remember. Even if you're not struggling in your marriage, it's a great thing to go experience. It could be like a date, couple days,
yeah.
you know, like you're going on a date with your spouse. But if you are struggling,
even more so,
Weekend to Remember has been an amazing resource for marriages all over the country. And people have found healing and restoration and reconciliation. It's an incredible thing. We always endorse them and support them. So check that out.
So the next set of resources that we're going to give you are websites and social media accounts that we just really love. We support them. We found a lot of tools and mm-hmm. encouragement and things for our marriage through them. And so I'll just start out with familylife.com. They have a whole blog site that, like you already mentioned, articles on marriage, on parenting. And so be sure to check them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they have marriage devotionals. They have The Weekend to Remember. That's one
yep.
of their things. They have all sorts of resources for every aspect of your family life, marriage, all of that, parenting. It's a pretty incredible thing. So the next one we're going to talk about is Friends of Ours.
Do you desire to pray more for your spouse? Do you desire to pray more with your spouse? We understand that you may not know where to start, or maybe you feel uncomfortable praying, or maybe you don't know what to pray, or maybe you simply want to add something more to your current prayer life. This is why we wrote The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage. We desire that it would be used as a daily reminder and catalyst for you and your spouse to grow a dynamic and consistent prayer life together. This book is a compilation of 365 unique and powerful prayers that cover a range of diverse topics that every marriage deals with. You can read it alone, or ideally, you read it with your spouse. Also, we hope that the topics that are brought up in these prayers would become a starting point for deeper and more intimate conversations with your spouse and a desire to seek God on these matters together. Visit themarriagegift.com today and order your copy and give your marriage the greatest gift, powerful and meaningful prayer. Visit themarriegift.com today.
You know, a lot of these people are going to be friends of ours,
yeah.
not because they're our friends and then they had resources. It just... because of the world we're in, we've connected with a lot of these people on a personal level. But Fierce Marriage by Ryan and Selena Federick, they have a blog. They started their marriage blog right around when we did, I feel like. And, you know, they've written books since then. They have a book called Fierce Marriage. It's their marriage story that has some similar themes as ours, but they've gone through a lot of different kinds of things, struggles and issues, and found reconciliation and found strengthening in their marriage through that.
I just really love them because I feel like they're authentic. They're transparent.
They totally are.
They go live a lot on social media and they're very engaging. So if you guys, you know, have questions, you know, that you need answered, you could just ask them. And I also just love their graphics. I mean, if you follow them on Instagram, I feel like they're so encouraging.
Yep.
They'll pull up these marriage quotes and just remind you daily that, you know, your marriage is valuable, and it's just encouraging.
They also have a podcast. So all you got to do is search Fierce Marriage in your wherever you get your podcast at. And their podcast is incredible. It's bigger than ours. And it's just doing so well. So you should check them out.
They've been doing it way longer than us.
But their content's awesome, and we just want you to go check out Fierce Marriage. What's the next one?
So the next one is by some actually close friends of ours and mentors, Matthew and Lisa Jacobson.
Yeah,
and
they're actually our pastor for a while. He was your literary agent.
Yep.
But more than that, they've been marriage and family mentors for us.
Yep.
They've just poured so much into us, helped shape a lot of the way we think and believe, and just opened up the Bible to us in a new way, which has been pretty incredible. But what's
so
their
they
first site?
Yeah, they have a site for husbands and a site for wives. So there's faithfulman.com, and then there's club31women.com.
Yeah. And Faithful Man, they have a podcast that's launching soon. He blogs on, you know, being a husband, on being a father, on just being a godly man, you know, being faithful. And that's why it's called Faithful Man. And then Club 31 Women, you've been following her for a long time.
A long time, yeah. But she has a lot of articles on marriage, being a mom, and just, you know, different types of relationships. So sometimes she'll have an article on, you know, moms with their daughters, things like that. Also, and articles for boys. Like, it's just really good stuff. But she also has contributors on her site. So you're not just getting one perspective, you're getting several on these topics. And it's just really, really awesome. And one thing that I want to mention about how I said that they're actual close friends and mentors of ours, this isn't about a website or that type of resource, but we do want to encourage you guys that community and surrounding yourself with people that you look up to, admire, want to pull that wisdom from is really important. We just wanted to take a quick break to ask you, if you are enjoying this content, would you please leave a star review and a comment review? This helps us spread the word about Marriage After God and just all the episodes that we have to offer. And we would love just to get that reach out there. So please, again, if you have a moment, just take that time to leave a star review and a comment review for us. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of the episode.
That's the best resource.
Yeah, so aside from you know, the books and the websites and the social media accounts that we're sharing with you, which are all awesome, we want to encourage you to be people who are willing to, you know, get into those relationships that are going to help cultivate your marriage and help cultivate your relationship with your husband, because those people are willing to ask you hard questions, see where you're at, see if you're growing, keeping you accountable, and just enjoying life together, because that's important.
Yeah, I want to highlight what you're talking about as well. The most important resource we have is each other as believers, other Christians who have the Holy Spirit indwelling them, who are walking in holiness, who are practicing righteousness, as 1 John tells us. And, you know, we have a whole episode on community and the importance of it. We're commanded in the Bible to walk in fellowship with one another, to walk in single-mindedness and in love. And so we just want to encourage you, like, that's one of the things that, you know, Matt and Lisa have totally transformed our way of thinking in, is how we see community, how we see fellowship. But, you know, one of the other reasons they are so valuable and their resources are so valuable is, their life has fruit.
Yeah.
They're older. They're as old as our parents. They have, how many kids do they have?
Eight
kids. Eight children that they've all raised. And, you know, they're good examples. Just, it's not like they're peers with us and we can only see the fruit that we have. They've been living longer. They've been walking with the Lord longer. They have been having children longer. There's lots of things that they have in their life that we get to look at and say, wow, I want that. And so we listen to them.
Well, and the great thing about it is their hearts are for sharing. Like, they are so open and so willing to just give. And they do that even through their blogs and their sites, their social media, constantly giving out that encouragement, constantly trying to help fuel people's hearts for marriage, because it is hard. Marriage and parenting is hard. And it
can
be hard.
We need as much help as we can get.
Yeah, we really do. So I just love them. I love their willingness to share and be a resource.
Yeah, so I want to bring up our next resource. It's by our friend Dale Partridge. I used to work with him. We've known him for, 8 years now? Mm-hmm. So long. And him and his wife have a podcast called UltimateMarriage.com. Mm-hmm. And they just launched it a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. And Ultimate Marriage is actually part of a course, too, that you could take. They open it up seasonally for marriage.
So yeah, it's awesome. It's a weekly mentorship that they do. And it's pretty incredible. So we want to just send you on over to UltimateMarriage.com. Mm-hmm. They have a podcast. They have, that mentorship program that you're talking about. It's awesome. It's growing. And
I just want to mention that if you're an entrepreneur, if your family, is living, maybe self-employed, or you own a business, Dale's a really great resource for that, because he's been doing it for so long. And he wrote a book called Save from Success that has been really just instrumental in helping people, encouraging people in their, in their family life, really.
Yeah, he wrote it with the idea of giving them the biblical perspective of success.
Yeah.
Because the world says success is more money, more work, more affluence.
Which I think, especially as an entrepreneur, you do have those drives and you want that kind of success.
Well, all of the people we follow, that's what they're encouraging. Yeah. And Dale says, actually, success is having, a powerful and successful marriage, and having children who love God, and and having money that you give, and he just gives all these biblical perspectives on true success, which is really cool. So go check out ultimatemarriage.com.
So the next one we want to bring up is Beating 50%. And this is a great marriage resource. I would say specifically social media. I just love following them. They have a hashtag on Instagram called Weekend I Do's. And I follow it because it's
That's
so fun.
That's a cool thing they do.
Yeah, so what they do is they encourage people to post, what are you doing this weekend with your spouse? Are you going for a date? Are you on a retreat? Are you, just doing something fun? Staying at home? Whatever it is, post a picture. Share your story, use the hashtag. And so I started following it, and I get so encouraged because I see these people just so in love, so having fun, and just living their best life and living their best marriage out. And I just love that. I get so encouraged by it.
Yeah, and their whole point, it's called Beating 50%, and the idea is that we are giving more than just 50%. We're giving more than average. We're going to go above and beyond. We're going to keep, being happier and being more in love and more cherished and more romantic and continuing to say I do every single day. And they're super encouraging. They're young, but they love the Lord and they love encouraging people. So go check out Beating 50%.
So the last site that I really wanted to highlight was AuthenticIntimacy.com. And one of the founders is Julie Slattery, Dr. Julie Slattery. She is the one that wrote No More Headaches and a ton of other books. She did the foreword for Unveiled Wife, which I thought was so incredible. And I love her heart for sharing biblical truths in regards to sexual intimacy. So I wanted to highlight this website, you guys, because they share so many articles on communication. They cover topics like pornography and answering those really hard sexual intimacy questions that people have. They talk about parenting. They talk about, what happens if your kid sees porn? And how do you walk through that? How do you navigate that with them?
Tons of hard things that she talks about.
Really hard conversations.
She just hits them head on. I think she has a book that answers all of the hardest questions about sex for Christians.
They also have a podcast called Java with Julie.
Yeah. And so that's been a good resource for you. She's actually kind of become friends with us over the years. So we just want to encourage you to check out that site. It's just, she does an incredible job, and she loves the Lord, and she's got a heart for encouraging marriages, and especially women, in this mentality of intimacy, of sex, of our roles, and she's just been a huge resource for us, for you specifically, and has become a friend with us over the years. She's pretty incredible, so we want to encourage you with that. So the last resource I want to talk about is our resources. We wrote a set of devotionals called Husband After God and Wife After God. It's a 30-day devotional to walk husbands and wives. Ideally, you do it together.
That would be really
But we
cool.
have couples all the time doing them separately. Mm-hmm. We have one partner doing them and the other one not. Just depends on your situation. But we always
have,
encourage.
We also have small groups going through them.
Oh, yeah. And it walks through just the biblical idea of marriage and as a husband and as a wife, and how God desires us to be mm-hmm. towards each other.
And just so you guys know how it works, there's 30 days in those devotionals. Mm-hmm. Every day has a topic with a little bit of a just either story / teaching.
And then a challenge.
And then a challenge. And it also has questions yeah. that will prompt you either write them in your journal or take those questions and go have a conversation with your spouse about it.
Our second set of books is called 31 Prayers for My Husband and 31 Prayers for My Wife. And we wrote these books to encourage couples to pray. Mm-hmm. For some reason, prayer is hard for some people, and we get that. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't to replace your prayer life. This is to help start it. Mm-hmm. It's just to be an encouragement, inspiration, to show you the kinds of things that we should be praying for and how mm-hmm. to pray, and just to make you realize like it's not as hard as it might feel. Mm-hmm. And so this is a 31-day book. Every day is a different prayer on a different topic, on a different need or thing that your spouse might have.
There's also journal pages between each prayer yep. so that you can make it more personal. You can write out a list of what you're praying for mm-hmm. for your spouse, or you can rewrite the prayer and just make it more personal. You can use it for whatever you want.
Yeah, so we just want to encourage you with those that we wrote those for you guys. We wrote those because there's things that we needed.
Yeah.
And we wrote them, published them, and now everyone has access to them. And we just wanted to share all these resources. They're things that we've used over the years that have helped us. They've helped shape our view of marriage. Mm-hmm. They've helped shape our view of ourselves and our roles in our marriages and as parents. They have pointed us back to God. Mm-hmm. They have kept us on the right track. And we hope that you would just check these out and that you would, go research them. Maybe buy a couple copies of them for yourself. And hopefully they encourage you in your own marriage like they have for us.
So I also just want to share a resource that is not quite finished yet, but it's in the works, and that's our Marriage After God book. And we're really excited about that. And it was one of the reasons why we started this podcast. It was one of the reasons why we're just sharing these types of episodes, because we want to encourage couples even more than we already mm-hmm. have. And we just have a heart to draw husbands and wives closer to each other, closer to God. And so Marriage After God, and it's coming out next spring, summer.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us for this week's episode. Again, this is only part one. Next week, we're going to do part two, which is going to be our favorite parenting resources. So stay tuned, get subscribed so that you get notified when we upload that episode. Thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you next week. Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com, and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.